This is Septoria brown spot in soybeans. We've all seen it. You pull the soybeans apart and you look down at the bottom level of the leaves, and then we see the leaves get these brown dark spots on. They fall off, prematurely fall off the plant, and so they quit producing energy in there. But I used to think that was normal until I started spraying fungicides and realized that was actually a disease. But you see headlines, the leading product for that, and it actually gives you great control. But by adding Xemium to that and creating Praxair, we actually increased the level of disease control within that and brought a new level or a new standard to Septoria brown spot control. We have to do three things with a new fungicide to make it effective. You have to be able to control the disease. We've got a great active ingredient. But the other thing to become effective is you have to be present where the disease is and when the disease is. Once those droplets of Xemium or Praxair land on the leaf, they're quickly embedded into the wax. In fact, they're embedded so wax, this rain fast within about 35 to 45 minutes. Right, as soon as that droplet's dry, you can't wash it off the leaf for all the water in the world. So it's rain fast. The second of all, it's what we call translaminar movement. That means if the droplet lands on the top of the leaf, it moves, penetrates through the leaf, and it comes out on the bottom of the leaf and actually protects the bottom from the diseases as well. So even though you sprayed the top, you get protection from spores and fungal penetration on the bottom. The third thing I want to talk about is that systemicity going through there. The xylem is the water-conducting part of the plant. It goes, starts in the roots, it goes up the stem, it goes out the petioles and out to the leaves, and that's what carries the water and the nutrients in the leaf. And Xemium and Praxair is actually mobile within that as well. And so it can penetrate into that, gets in there, and it slowly spreads through the leaf, providing not only coverage where the droplet landed, but coverage where the droplet didn't land and giving you full protection of that leaf. And if you think back about that leaf, that droplet on the top of the leaf, that's the key, right? That's the reservoir where that Praxair is going to come from. And what's unique about Praxair is a Praxair doesn't rapidly move in there. It slowly moves in there just like a time-release fertilizer. And because of that long or that consistent redistribution from that reservoir on the leaf surface into the leaf, we get about 21 to 28 days of activity against diseases, or about 1 week further than we typically would get with headlines. So we're gaining a week of control.